Our sensors have been alerted that you are about to listen to The Res. Jeff would like you to stop doing that now. The show is prohibited, naughty, and probably smells a bit. And don't visit jointheres.com either to find out more. Jeff, always putting you first.
Is that the on button? Wow. Yes, I think you can hear us.
Hey, Sav! Preen in the city calling Sav in the cave!
Preen, shush! I've just turned Gran's phone on. The parcelings are listening.
Oh, sorry. The best behaviour.
And I've got to keep an eye on the Jeff Jammer so we can talk on private feeds without being found. It seems to be working, but...
It's had some problems. It keeps picking up lots of...
Oh, adverts!
Oh, and here's another one.
We interrupt your streams with a special announcement from the folks at the New Earth audio feed. A piece of old tech was observed in Sector 9 earlier. The carrier, Citizen Sav, should not be approached for any reason. Here are Citizen Sav's identifiers. Appearance, completely unmodded.
Huh?
Hair, self-styled.
You what?
Clothes, brown.
No.
Status level, basic.
Ew.
This is the voice of her desperate dad.
Sav, love, come back, will ya? It's weird here without you. Kind of empty. And I can't get the Omniburger machine to work. I need you to...
What a sad old man.
Citizen Sav was last seen headed for the Wilderness Gate and is believed to have gone into the wilds. Jeff will be generous with XPs and Cheeves for information leading to her capture by Securibot droids.
Ooh.
But be warned, do not pursue into the wilds. It's dirty and signal is poor. Remember, out there, it's not all about you. Jeff, have the greatest day of your life.
Oh, the audacity, Sav. You made it to the New Earth audio feed. Oh, you're nearly as famous as me.
This is not a good thing. I don't want to hear adverts, and I don't want to hear adverts about me.
You really are the strangest person.
It's a shame Gran's jammer is glitchy. Her other old tech is also full of surprises. Look at this button on her phone. It says Hacker's Guide.
Ooh, sounds dodgy. So go on, push it, push it.
All right.
Pickle? This is the Hacker's Guide to Real Friends.
It's Gran's voice.
And it contains a very shocking idea that can change the world. When you're ready to hear it, you'll know the special four-number code that unlocks it.
Ooh, try my password. 1234.
That won't work.
I'm sorry, Pickle. That's the wrong number. I can't let you in yet. Please accept my apology.
What's an apology?
By the way, an apology is something used by parcelings. To try to make things better after they hurt someone. Admitting you did something wrong could make you feel better too.
What's up, Sav?
My gran can't be gone. Jeff was lying. My traitor dad is lying too. I'm sick of him. It's his fault I'm alone in a cave where the only sensible people I can talk to are from 200 years ago.
Hang on. I'm sensible.
Well...
Okay, I can make things better. Why don't I buy you some friends?
No, you know they're just programs, right? I'm pretty sure you can't buy what Gran's calling real friends.
Who cares? Watch how fun they are. Friends on.
You're the best friend.
You're awesome.
Friends off.
That can't be all there is to real friends. It might have something to do with the kindness thing.
Oh. Let's use the phone. Maybe the kids in the past will know. It worked last time. I'll ask them. Hey there, parcelings. If you're hearing us, tell us what makes a real friend. Send us some messages. Come on, we're waiting.
What makes a real friend is when they're being there when we need them the most.
Someone who you're able to play with and not feel, oh, do they really like me or do they not?
Come on, everyone likes me. Don't they, Sav? Sav?
Yes, okay. Shush, I'm listening.
Being a true friend is being
trustworthy.
And the other person's trust and kindness.
Being loyal to the other person and always sticking with them, no matter what happens.
Sticks? What, with glue?
Weird.
That's what they say works.
And is basically just nice with you, but not like in the false type of nice, but actually just someone who cares about you like a friend.
They'll always just be there to sit down with you and have a chat, so that if you're ever feeling down, they'll stop what they're doing to focus on you.
And a good friend is someone who listens, like someone you can talk to really well. Like my best friend, I can talk to her about anything.
You are a good friend. You've earned the other person's trust and kindness.
Ah, oh, thanks, Parslings.
Talking and being helpful, eh? Well, that's perfect. I'm the greatest talker on the grid.
They also mentioned listening.
I'm going to go out into the city and do some talking. Oh, that will definitely score me some of those real friends your granny's on about. Sabdalav, I'll catch you in a bit with some proper new friends to show off. Bye!
Preen, come back! Oh, I don't think that will end well. Oh, here we go again. More adverts!
This is Jane.
Hi.
After almost 15 whole minutes at the EduTerminal, Jane is tired and listless.
I'm so tired. I can't even look up the word listless. I feel awful. I wish there was something that could help.
Now there is, Jane.
Wow! What's that?
It's the new and improved KiloCal bar from Omnico. Go on, have a try.
Mmm, that's so good.
That's right, Jane. But now each sugary, chocolatey bite of KiloCal bars is packed with extra psychochems for an amazingly radical buzz.
I feel totally jacked. Mmm, give me another.
KiloCal, the bar with the buzz, now from Omnico.
I said, give me another. Those adverts are going to drive me bananas. Oh, hey, Preen's connecting.
Hey, Sav, you all good?
Not really, that's still horrible, Gran's still gone. But what's that stain I can see in your tiger stripes?
Sick.
Oh, Preen, what happened?
Don't worry, it's not mine. I thought that an easy way to make proper friends would be to give people stuff. So I ordered up a load of Omni burgers and chips.
Ugh.
Shall I play you what happened?
Do I have to? It sounds nasty.
Well, let me talk you through it as well. So, I was walking along the paveway, and I see this fella with green hair and a violet dorsal fin.
Oh, no.
I know! Fins were so last week, weren't they? Of course, he recognises me straight away.
Ooh, what a surprise!
And I tell him that I'm in the middle of an epic quest to collect real friends.
And?
He looks confused, so I tell him I'm trying to get people to like me by giving them things. And I hand him an Omni burger. And then he tells me he's trying to be a pescatarian, which... Oh, sounds painful.
That means he only eats fish, and it's not as if there's any real meat in Omni burgers anyway.
But he eats it and he sort of smiles. Then I ask him if he's now my real friend. He just shrugs.
So that was it then? Your whole real friend thing?
Not exactly. I'm super committed to this chief, and I figure more is always better, right? So I chase him down until he eats another two.
Preen, really? And then he gets poorly, and then the sick.
Sav Smarts, you're a genius.
Meh, not impressed.
What? What? I was talking. I was giving. What's not to get all super friendly about?
Well.
But I'm not done yet. I took the bags of Omni Chow to the zoo. I thought if human friends were too hard, maybe I could make some animal ones.
Oh, you didn't poison any of those poor endangered creatures, did you?
And guess what? I was spotted by some lads who recognised me. So, we decide to head over to the gorilla pit and feed the monkeys. Well, we toss down the burgers and stuff, and... Can you guess what happened?
I can't, actually.
Well then, let's roll the recording. We throw it down. The apes sniff it.
Oh.
And then they throw it back.
Oh, no.
Oh, gherkins can really sting. And then this huge ape-v-human fight breaks out.
Yikes! That Grand No-Neck Ape covered in vanilla omni-shake is throwing quite a tantrum.
Yeah, we were definitely not friends.
Neither was the zookeeper by the looks of things.
Oh, he was all right. He got that cheesy chip pulled out of his nose later.
So, no new zoo friends then?
Nah. And I even forgot to cast it. Oh, my followers would have been crazy for it.
Preen, will you just stop wanting to cast everything? Listen, I've got a thought. Why don't you find a good friend hunting ground, then ping me. I'll join you on the feed and we can do it together.
What? Don't you trust me?
Well...
Not happy with your nose? Does your massive hooter make you cringe with embarrassment whenever you leave the house? Well, if you've got a nose for a good deal, you'll get yourself down to Angelo's Entire Body Makeover Emporium today. Get yourself a new schnoz and we'll throw in a couple of new ears for an incredible 3-for-1 deal.
I used to wear a bag over my head whenever I went outside because people would point and laugh at my spot.
Spot.
I went to Angelo's Emporium and got the full body makeover. In just one afternoon, they changed my hair, my skin, my height, my voice, everything. Now no one recognises me, not even my own parents.
Who are you? Get out of my house.
It was rubbish being me anyway. Thanks, Angelo.
Hurry down to Angelo's Entire Body Makeover Emporium today and upgrade yourself into someone acceptable.
Please note, Angelo's Entire Body Makeover Emporium cannot be held responsible for any adverse reactions following your procedure. Operations are carried out at your own risk, and you might end up looking worse than when you walked in.
Hey there, Preen. We're all listening. You ready to do your thing?
Oh, I don't know. This reminds me of my epic trek through the wilds out to the cave.
Preen, you're in the city park on a finely trimmed plasto lawn with a dozen pretendo daisies around the edges.
All right. Exactly why are we doing this friend hunt together?
Well, I've been going over the Pastling's messages about friends, and I think I've got an idea of how it works. That and I don't trust you.
I knew it!
What about that hench bloke with the spiffle ball by the fountain? What's he up to?
Oh, he looks like he's... previewing some new skins.
Woohoo, that is my speciality!
Whoa, steady on, Preen. Just think about what you're doing before you do it.
I know.
Start by listening. Then, you know, share some info. Maybe not all you from the start.
Don't worry, I've got this.
Hey, fella. Thinking about getting some body mods, eh?
Yeah. Wow. I know you, you're Preen.
Of course, on the scene.
My whole family used to follow you. I thought you were taller.
Maybe ask him what spiff position he plays.
So wicked. Preen, give me them tips on baller mods, man.
Okay, not usual, no adverts.
You know what? No charge. I'll tell you whatever you want to know for free.
Nice start.
Supreme, check in on this. My first option is the Maxi Messi Package 25.0.
Wow. Okay, consider his budget.
Check it in, will you? This is my thing. If I want advice on clug together gizmos, I'll ask.
Fine. Just carry on without me then. Ping me when it's over.
Can we quit with the faffing and get down to it? See, it comes with quadricep and glute strength enhancements, along with elasto hamstrings for added flexibility. Good for sharp turns and power on the ball.
Nice! What else you got there?
The Retro Ronaldo 3.0.
What are the specs on that?
It's got abdominal ultra mods and gastrocnemius power boosters for great jumps. Gotta have those gastrocnemius.
Well, here's free mod tip number one. Only amateurs buy the packages. For real pros like yourself, you got to choose your own muscle setup.
Is that right?
Yeah. So here's the order. You take the quads, the ab ultras, and...
Don't forget the gastrocnemius.
Right. Gastorc mammy. And, let's add feet extensions for keepy uppies, extra heavy elbows for barging defenders off the ball.
Whoa.
A double-sized forehead for good headers, and those elastro hamstrings. What do you think?
Ooh, that is a lot, mate.
Trust me, with these mods, you'll be a spiffball master. I, Preen, your mod guru, have spoken.
All right, here goes. Preen! I can barely stand. These elasto hamstrings can't hold up my giganto head and elbows.
Yikes. Here, let me help you out of there.
I can't even walk with these clown feet.
Okay, but those gastrocnemi me look fantastic.
Yeah, whatever. Preen, you've lost it. Unfollow.
But...
oh, another friend fail. I'm really off my game. On top of that, I haven't really been able to help Sav much with her dad problem. And that's the most important thing. And I want to make her feel better. Oh, all right, Parslings. I'm going to kick some of this over to you, because I'm no expert on the way people feel about each other. Tell me, when two people back in your ancient times had a falling out, what could they do to patch things up? Send me some messages.
They could talk about it and see what mistakes or things they've done wrong. You know, take a breather and think about what's happened. Think about why you had that falling out.
And take it in turns to talk.
Okay, I've got to get them to talk to each other. Well, that's pretty clear.
Get someone else involved, because having that other person to just talk it through with both of you and see both sides, so then they can explain it back to you.
Get someone else involved? Who could that be? Well, me, I suppose.
They could talk about it together. Yeah, hopefully they will forgive each other. They could think about all the happy memories that they've had together and then think, if you don't be friends again, then you're going to miss so many more memories.
Happy memories? Or maybe something to do with her gran.
Talk, really. That's the only thing. You just got to talk.
Thanks for that, Parslings. So, getting them to talk, getting someone else to help, and happy memories. Oh, I wish I was better at this kindness thing. It's so tough. Oh, I need some help from someone. I know who. Jeff, on.
Oh dear, well I don't think calling Jeff's the best idea, is it? But you'll have to wait until part two to find out what happens. So, while you wait, why not visit jointherez.com? You can get our comic there, send messages to Sav and Preen, have a go at unlocking Gran's hacker code. You can even play a game where you throw burgers at a monkey. No, really? Jointherez.com. Go on, do it before Jeff notices.